Good afternoon, Sabrina Ryan.
Good afternoon. That's the first time I've heard it this year.
Did that put a smile on your little face, did it?
I thought I might get through the season without hearing it. And I know I can rely on you.
No such luck where I am, dear. No such luck. Sabrina,
have you heard Fairy Tale of New York yet?
Pardon?
Have you heard Fairy Tale of New York yet?
I played it already this morning, dear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I blame John Healy now. John Healy started playing Christmas songs last week, so we're just following suit.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's the time of the year first.
Well, it would sound a bit silly in August now, wouldn't it? In saying that, it doesn't mean that we wouldn't have a go off it. Okay, Sabrina.
You know, I'm pretty sure that one time in July I accidentally played Feliz Navidad.
Yes, I can see how that could happen, all right.
My Spanish wasn't so great at the time.
It improved after that, as the fella says. Okay, Sabrina, where is our Whittlewind tour going this week?
I suppose we probably should go first up on Twitter. And with the hashtag that's trending at the moment and has been trending all weekend, which is hashtag YouIrish. And if you are familiar with the...
we're referring to Adam Bolton.
Yes, indeed we are. He is really... he's getting the brunt of the backlash on Twitter, and most of the tweets are directed at Adam Bolton Sky with the hashtag YouIrish. Of course, this follows on from call it what you will, ridiculous question that he posed to Simon Coveney last week, where he asked the Taoiseach if the kerfuffle made by the government over last week's Brexit talks was worth it, and if he felt guilty about it as well. And of course, the backlash now on Twitter, it's aside from anything else, it's wonderful to see people celebrating Irishness. I suppose people basically coming along saying, well, YouIrish with, you know, our culture and our language and our music and our dance and, you know, everything that we have and our independence and our government. And of course, you know, it's totally disrespectful the way he posed the question, but I think and he came back to where the hashtag has actually sprung from his response to it was, bored now, some of you Irish need to get over yourselves, interviewing is about challenging the interviewee, not respecting. So
it does not surprise me, actually, coming from that news outlet. And for those of you who are in the dark about what Sabrina and myself are talking about, Adam Bolton is a presenter of a political programme on Sky News. Now, the political editor of Sky News, Faisal Islam, was labouring, if you'll pardon the pun, under the misapprehension that Sinn Féin were the minor party in government here in Ireland, and that this is why Leo Varadkar was so adamant that there was going to be no border.
It's incredible what we're learning through all of these talks is there's a large... a large group of people over there on the big island floating next to our island who have absolutely no clue about us. And I think, you know, maybe we think we're more important than other people view us, but really what we're learning from this is an awful lot of people have a very, very limited idea of, or a very limited knowledge of this country and who we are and what we are and what's actually happening over here. And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to think that, you know, maybe we have ideas above our station about how important we are in the eyes of some people. But I mean, I'll give you a personal experience from myself, Tony. A couple of years back, I went over to England and I was visiting Birmingham, and a taxi driver asked me if I had come from Dublin on the train, because he literally had no idea that it was actually a different country. And I mean, I'm not saying that this is representative of the view and the knowledge of, you know, the entire country over there. But
Sabrina, I don't like cutting across you because it's not in my nature to be a bad manner, but I'm beginning to wonder about that actual statement, Sabrina, because when you tally the guy that thinks that there's a fabulous train system between Dublin and England, and then you look at the Channel 4 documentary last week where, you know, the Irish should suck it up because they lost, and add that into Adam Bolton, and then you start looking, I mean, if you even look at a simple thing, and I it didn't surprise me in the slightest. But then again, I'm a political nerd, so I live a boring life, as I keep telling people. All I do is watch and follow this. But, I mean, when you look at BBC, Sky News and Channel 4, the amount of special programmes they had to run in order to educate the population of England in relation to the DUP when the new government was formed under Theresa May with the confidence and supply agreement with Arlene Foster, it shows you how little they actually do know.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, in terms of, you put that towards, like, and you compare the same situation into an Irish perspective, and you try to imagine something like that in Ireland. I mean, there are plenty of people in Ireland who are, you know, uninformed or misinformed, and there's, you know, it happens everywhere. You know, so we can't exactly say that it's, you know, a unique issue to this country, to England, for example, but. I mean, it seems outrageous that there's so many huge things happening where people seem to have absolutely no knowledge or information about it whatsoever.
Yeah, it doesn't. I would tend to suggest, now I know there's less of us, and I'm not going to turn this into a no so damn thing, but it simplifies it for the purposes of our chat, Sabrina. I know there are less of us than there are of them, but I have a feeling that we are more knowledgeable when it comes to them than they are when it comes to us.
I think that's always going to be the way, kind of living in the shadow of a post-imperial power anyway. You know, I mean, if you went, you know, kind of eastwards and you started looking at maybe, you know, former Soviet countries, it would be very, very similar. And I mean, we are a very tiny little place on the edge of Europe, but we're very important, and we're very important for our own benefit as well. I mean, we need to look after ourselves. And I think... that's what's maddening people with the statements that came out, like from that Channel 4 clip, from Sky News as well, is this idea of, it's kind of like, we're kind of being brushed aside, you know, sit down over there in the corner now, and, you know, we'll come to you when we're ready, kind of thing. And people, that angers people, and that really, it's not sitting well with people. So the backlash, like on Twitter, and it's done in quite a good-hearted way, and it's really celebrating the idea of, you know, what, who we are and what we are. And, of course, people have been lodging complaints at Sky.
I'm wondering, Sabrina, and again, I do wonder weird and wonderful and strange things by times. But I am just wondering, is there a possibility that the British are treating, and I'd say this with tongue-in-cheek maybe to a great extent, that the British hierarchy, if you want to call them that, or government, are treating us in the way they are because they're used to watching us being treated that way by the Parliament in Brussels?
Oh, Lord knows. I mean, that's a big question. That's a really, really big question. And I wouldn't be in any position to comment on that high up or low down, to be honest, because I wouldn't really have the knowledge to, or even like the expertise to back that up. So, I mean, it's a possibility, but I think it's a situation where it's big country next to teeny tiny little country, and it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the little wallop you give your little brother.
Yeah,
I think.
And the other side of it is that I think that slowly but surely the realisation is dawning on them that the great British Empire no longer exists, and that Britain could become very irrelevant very quickly.
It could get very small very quickly, I think.
Anyway, as we know, and as we have discussed, this is built on shifting sands, and it could change again in an hour's time. Where are we going after that, Sabrina?
We're going to head right into Dublin City Centre to the Lewis Cross City, which started operating on Saturday afternoon. So today was its first day in operation as part of, like, the, you know, the working week, you know, Monday to Friday type thing. And it had massive signal failure this morning, and it was a complete disaster. Brought the city centre and all of the junctions along the Cross City to a complete and utter standstill. Not a great start. Lewis Cross City, unfortunately.
Am I surprised? But, I asked myself. It's supposed to bring you to the city centre, and as we were discussing earlier with Sabrina, unlike her Birmingham taxi driver, not into the centre of England, it's only to the centre of Dublin.
So it got off to a very, very shaky start this morning. But some things that are coming out from this whole Lewis Cross City thing, and I was reading it this morning, a report on the the effect of the Lewis Cross City on house prices along the new blue line, and house prices along that line have risen by about 15%. So it's driving up the cost of property along along that line as well.
Yeah, I
so
heard that Fisborough and Cabra and the Navan Road seem to be the main beneficiaries of that.
I mean, beneficiary is one way of putting it, but I think if you're somebody who's in the market for buying, I wouldn't call it really a beneficiary of increased house prices. But the report came out from DAF today, and it's absolutely startling to see the effect of train and rail infrastructure on the areas where you have houses along, particularly the Dart Line, going to absolutely astronomical prices as well. And it's quite an interesting thing, because there's also a new story out this morning which is talking about how 90% of homes for rent in Ireland, not just Dublin, in the entire island of Ireland, are beyond the reach of, over 90% of them are beyond the reach of rent supplements. So the Simon community have been kind of dealing with this story this morning and saying that basically it's locking people out of the market, and people can't find accommodation because the properties that are available to rent, they just can't afford it with supplements that are there, and it's causing people to basically driving up homeless figures, really.
I would suggest, Sabrina, that just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it just did. And that they are starting. 90% of people, the properties, are 90% of the properties are outside the reach of people.
Are outside of the reach of people who are who are in receipt of social welfare supplements for rent allowance. So it's basically, if you're dependent on state housing, it's just 90% of these houses in Ireland, not just Dublin, are outside of your reach. So, and of course, the number of properties it's falling and falling and falling. And they're saying here, DAFs have reported that there's been a fall of about 53% since May 2015 in the number of homes and the number of properties available to rent as well. And it's absolutely outrageous. And I mean, the numbers today that we're looking at, the numbers are actually going back to October, where there was 5,298 adults and 3,194 children staying in emergency accommodation during a single week in the month of October. You know, when we look at these and we think about that, you know, the number of people on social housing waiting lists as well, how many of those people are single, how many of those people have children, and I mean, we're getting into, we are in the midst of an absolute crisis, and it doesn't seem to be getting any worse. It doesn't seem to be getting any better. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. And I mean, looking and talking to people who are, you know, on the rental market, on the private rental market. I mean, at the moment, there are some landlords who are asking for 3 months of rent in advance. You know, I mean, some people are being asked to basically shell up €6,000 to rent an apartment. And I mean, it seems totally out of the reach of anybody to be able to get into the actual, like, onto the property ladder and buy a property with these situations that are standing in their way.
Yeah, I can see Peter McVerry predicted this would happen, and he wasn't listened to. And it'll be very interesting now, Sabrina, based on that very interesting report you just brought us there in relation to DAF.ie. I will be more than interested to see how the government parties spin this one.
Well, I mean, we were talking, you know, not that long ago about emails, you know, and this was the thing that was going to bring down the government. And I mean, I think the politicians are totally blinkered in their view of the world if they think that, you know, the people that they're going to be speaking to on doorsteps, if they can get to the doorsteps of these people, are going to be worried about an email. They're much more concerned about rental properties and being able to secure a home and being able to buy a house, and or even not living in emergency accommodation. I mean, it seems outrageous, and it seems very, very self-centric, the idea of the government think that an email was the thing that was going to bring it down. I think, you know, when it comes to election time, this is going to be a much, much bigger issue for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, I would have said, all right, that an email could have been the reason that it collapsed, but on the doorsteps it will be homelessness, and housing will be the number one, quickly followed, I would imagine, by health. I just wonder, Sabrina, in relation to that, you know, have we staved it off? Is there an election coming? Have we knocked it back to the middle of next year?
We just have to wait and see, and we have to wait and find out what's going to happen. We're going to get over Christmas first, I imagine. But I can't see it happening at the start of the year. I'd say they're going to hold it out.
In relation to the homelessness, Sabrina, and I'm cognizant of the time here while I'm talking to you, but do you not find it peculiar, strange, you know, hard to explain, that we took to the streets in our hundreds of thousands in relation to water charges, but the general public, or the general population, there just doesn't seem to be the same appetite to march up and down the street as there was for water?
It's baffling. I have no idea why. I have absolutely no idea why. And I think it's potentially a feeling of helplessness, where people probably feel like it's impotent rage, that they can't actually do anything, and that they're just stuck in a bind, completely hamstrung by the market. In my opinion, we should be out absolutely screaming at the sky. And I think that's probably all the good it would do as well. I mean, the generation that I'm in, I'm blessed. I'm absolutely blessed for the situation that I have. But I'm the outlier. I mean, when I speak to some of my friends, some of my colleagues, I mean, people are paying out two-thirds and plus of their salary on rental accommodation. And they're counting their stars that they have someplace to actually live.
I don't know, Sabrina. I'm afraid that I'm in the Peter McVerry camp when it comes to this. I think it's going to get a hell of a lot worse before it gets better. Sabrina, have you anything of mirth and lightness to leave me on today?
It snowed around the country, if you like that.
Yeah, and it froze here. And of course, President Trump's diet, that came out this morning. He starts the day with copious cans of sugar-free Coke.
Yeah, 12 cans of Diet Coke. My word. Do you remember? I don't know if you ever did this when you were a young lad. If you collected a load of copper coins,
yes,
and you put them all into the pot, but eventually they start to go kind of blue.
Yeah, is that why he's gone orange?
But the only way to get them clean was to pour in Coke into the pot of coins, and you get lovely shiny pennies.
I remember it. Or the other one as well was a rusty nail, and if you threw it into a can of Coke, it would eventually completely dissolve. I wonder, is there any hope of the same thing happening?
I think we have a plan.
I think we have a problem. Sabrina, I will talk to you next Monday. By the way, when I talk to you next Monday, Sabrina, it will be the last time that we will be doing it in 2017.
Shocking.
Where has the year gone, I ask myself?
Out from underneath is where it's gone.
Sabrina, always a pleasure. Have a good week. Looking forward to it already.